there's only so many things you can control. You can't control how many other people are auditioning or applying to a school. You can't control what we think of people. You can't control what we want. You can't control how many people we're going to admit. You can't control those things. So you have to let them go.
Welcome, beautiful artists, to the Vocalist Podcast. My name is Christine Toole, and I am your guide to navigating your voice and this incredible, yet at times scary, world of theater. Here you will learn from professors at the top musical theater programs, theater professionals in the industry, and from me, your guide in all things singing and voice. I am so glad you're here to join in the conversation. Let's pull back the curtain together and make your big dreams a big reality. Welcome, everybody. Today, we are talking with Eric Weiss from Emerson College. I am so excited for you guys to hear this conversation today. Some of my favorite points that we hit on is how we talk about how to follow your heart on your school choices, like how to feel out which one is the right one for you, because that's truly the key. You don't want to just go with the school that is the quote-unquote top school. You need to follow your heart because you're going to be at this place for quite some time. It needs to feel right. We chat about the importance of making your own work, which as someone who lived and worked in New York City, I truly saw the deep value of creating your own work, creating your own momentum. That is so key. And the last point that I want to touch on is that we talked about how to be prepared. Now, this is one of my favorite topics and something that I will talk about more in the future. But we talk about that the most important part of these auditions is being truly prepared. Now you may be thinking, sure, I get it. You have to be prepared. That's important. But I think that people often glaze over that word and what it truly means to be deeply prepared for any situation. That is what will give you the ultimate confidence. There's nothing like it. So let's dive into our conversation today. Enjoy. Today we have with us Eric Weiss, who is the Director of Programming in the Department of Performing Arts at Emerson College. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So today I would love to begin with you telling us a bit about what brought you into the world of theater in general and what brought you to Emerson in specific and a bit about your journey there.
So the world of theater, wow. Like so many people, I discovered that I loved performing as a kid. I remember that my parents owned all of the original cast albums from Broadway musicals. And I say albums because I used to listen to the records in our living room and learned, you know, all of them. And so anyway, my interest in performing started at an early age, and I did that all through school. And I remember sometime in high school, somebody came up to me after a performance and said, "Have you thought about doing this professionally?" And I don't think I really had. But anyway, I think after that moment, I started to think about what I wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to do something that I loved because my parents did things that they loved that weren't theater, but they were things that they were passionate about. And I wanted that too. So I went and got an undergraduate degree in acting from Syracuse University, a fine institution also. And then after graduating, moved to New York with my college roommate and did that whole thing for 8+ years, got married along the way. And my wife and I, who both grew up in New England, loved Manhattan, loved living in New York, but we wanted to raise kids and we wanted to do that in a place closer to home. So we moved back to Boston and I really wasn't sure what I was going to do with myself, to be frank. And I had kind of an interest in education, but I really wasn't sure how that would blossom or bloom or what I needed to do with that. And I was looking at graduate programs in Boston and stumbled upon Emerson that had a master's in theater education. And in the catalog, it said something about the intersection of arts and education. And I'm like, yeah, that's me, the intersection of arts and education. That's what I want. So I applied and luckily got in, and more luckily got to teach undergraduate students, which was just very unusual and sheer dumb luck, really. I walked in the door at the right moment with the right set of skills for the very specific thing that they needed done. And I did that for 2 years. And then when I finished that, I got to stick around as a part-time teacher, affiliated faculty is the term. And I did that for a bunch of years. And then an administrative job opened up in my department, and I sunk my little claws onto that job and determined to not let go. And I haven't left. So I've been here since 1999, a really, really long time. And the thing that made me stay or makes me stay is the culture of the school. And inside of 3 weeks in my grad program, I was like, oh, I like this place. I really like this place. And I've been just so blessed to be able to make it my home.
That's beautiful. And I love what you say about how it just feels right internally, and it kind of speaks to you. And I know that when these kids are looking at all these schools, that's a huge part of what I like to say to them. And they get a lot of feedback on, you need to feel like it's also the right fit for you internally. So what are some things about Emerson that, in your opinion, make it special? What are these things that are going to speak to people's hearts and make the program a special place?
Yeah, and I'll get to that in a second, but I want to support something that you just said. I think one of the mistakes in this process is to just make a ranked list of schools. And then when you get into a bunch of them, several of them, you just go to the highest ranked ones. There are lots of wonderful places to study theater, and they're all different. And they all have personalities, and you have to figure that out. So we're different from other schools, and they're different from us. And so determining for yourself what feels like the right fit is really important. Okay, so what are the things that make this place what it is? I think the level of engagement between faculty and students is very high. I think the quality of instruction is very high. And I feel that, of course, my colleagues are professionals in their field. They're also passionate teachers and do this because they love it and they love working with students. And so I think that, you know, maybe the most important thing. And then I think this school has a entrepreneurial culture, kind of. And I don't mean like entrepreneurial, like money making. That means, sure, that too. But what I mean is students often come here because this is a place they feel they can make their own stuff. We've got an incredibly active student theater scene here with like 20 student organizations devoted just to performing of some kind. So a cappella groups, dance companies, comedy troupes of all different styles and shapes and sizes. And then like 5, 6, 7, 8 theater companies run entirely by students that have budgets through student government. And so we'll produce full seasons, each of them. So that's just a lot. There's just a lot of stuff to be involved in. And so that breeds this spirit of, oh, maybe my response to the difficulty of the industry is to make my own work, which I think is a valid answer. Because otherwise, I feel it can feel like you're waiting around by the phone. Instead, like band together with classmates of yours and keep that thing going inside of you that speaks to why you love to do this. I'm not saying that's always easy, but I do think making your own work can build a life and a career for yourself.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I feel like from my experience living and working in New York with my fellow actors, the people who are able to kind of emotionally even sustain that kind of artistic life and career are the ones who are creating things for themselves, and it keeps them going and it keeps them excited about the work. So that's really incredible. Yes, absolutely. So transitioning a bit to some of the things that you see, I like to ask a question, and this can either apply to auditions that you see in the process or what you've seen in the classroom. What is something that you wish that you saw more of or that you love when you see?
I feel the most important thing that kids can do in the auditions themselves is be prepared. It's such a simple thing to say, but it's a huge, huge thing. I believe in this zany process. There's only so many things you can control. You can't control how many other people are auditioning or applying to a school. You can't control what we think of people. You can't control what we want. You can't control how many people we're going to admit. You can't control those things. So you have to let them go. The thing you can control is you and how ready you are to make this process fun for yourself. And I think that that is super important. So if it's something that I'd say that's the thing that I want students auditioning or students in my classroom is to embrace that we all do this because we love it, that that's the only reason to do it. That doesn't mean it's not serious, that we don't tackle challenging and difficult topics. We do. That's why we're here in part. But to embrace that this can be fun, and if you can make this fun for yourself, then it'll be fun for us too. And I think that's to the good for everybody.
I love that. And kind of speaking to that, I know that me personally, when I was going through the process, and a lot of my students express that anxiety of hearing a lot of, oh, just, you know, be who you are and just show us that. And I think that they have a lot of anxiety over, but how do I know who that is? And they feel like they have to set in stone at 17, like, this is me. So I was wondering if maybe you could speak to that a little bit to take away some of the anxiety and pressures of finding exactly who you are in time for your auditions.
Yeah, we expect applicants to have their entire lives figured out, like, before they, no. Of course not. Because you're right. We're asking them to do something that's really hard. You know, quick, be yourself. I mean, what's more awkward than that? So I'd suggest something simple, which is view this as a process and understand that the more auditions you do, and I'm not saying apply to 30 schools, but the more auditions you do, the better you're going to feel about your ability to handle your nerves, your emotions, all that kind of stuff. So I remember as a young actor, something that I did, I was preparing for an audition and I just started taking my audition piece and just showing it to anybody. Do you know, like people that I kind of knew, like, hey, you got a second? Could you just watch this? Because it just like took the lid off of the newness feeling of it. It's like, no, now I've done this for people I don't know, you know, I'm good with it. Like, you know, so I'd suggest that understanding that the more you can do it, the better you're going to feel. And by the end of this process, I think you're going to feel like I could walk into any room and do this in front of anybody and you can't make me feel bad about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to feel okay because I know that I've worked hard on this and done my best.
Absolutely. And that brings that sense of complete inner calm that it's just in there and it'll do what it's done 100 times.
Yeah, that's right. And then when you get to that point, it's like you can then play with it. You can have fun with it. It doesn't have to be rote. Like I've memorized this and now I'm just going to do it the way I program myself to do it. You know, we even say that in our instructions on our website. We're like, listen, learn this by investigation, not rote. You know? So the more you're able to have fun with the piece, the better. Because we're also likely, in particular monologues, likely to work with you on it. Because we're interested in seeing, you know, how you worked on it, what it means to you. Can we change it? What happens? Like, what happens if we play with it? I mean, that's the kind of people we are. And I think lots of schools do that too. So if you can kind of have done some of that in advance, I think that's good.
I love that. Just a couple more questions here. One, what are some of your favorite things about having a theater school in Boston?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not biased at all because I grew up here, right? But I love Boston. Boston is a great city. I think it's, I love cities. So I think there's strengths and weaknesses to anywhere you might go to school, right? But I love living near a city, working in a city, because you've got access to culture and art and movies and restaurants and dance and theater and sports and like anything else that, you know, you might want to do. Boston is a smaller city, so I think that makes it a little more approachable. And it's definitely a walking city, so that really suits students. But one of the fun facts about Boston is during the school year, it's some insane percentage, like 25% of the population is a college student. In the summer, and then it gets really quiet because everybody goes home. But but during the school year, it's a really, in particularly, vibrant and youthful place. So I think that that's pretty cool place to go to college. And the only reason why I didn't apply to colleges in Boston is because I grew up there and I definitely wanted to get out of the area I lived in.
Yes, yes. I love Boston. Very cool. And last question, what is something that you're most excited for this coming year at Emerson?
Oh, man. So at the beginning of every school year, we have like an official welcome to the performing arts department. Incoming students from the chair. And right now we have co-chairs. So one of our co-chairs, when we introduced all of the faculty, stood up and said, I'm just moved to be in a theater with all of you. And I got up and I said the same thing and I almost started crying. I was like,
I almost started crying just now.
Like, oh my goodness. Yeah, but it's like, it's been such, I mean, what? I think we need to retire the word unprecedented. It's just been, well, we all know what it's been. And so to be in a space, in a theater space with students is just wonderful. And it feels so good to do that. And I just get such a charge out of being in a classroom with my students. I teach first year students, which is just a ball. I think it's a wonderful like moment in students' lives to take a class. I'm just psyched about that all the time.
I love that. Oh, it brings me so much joy to just think about everyone being together in a room on the stage again. It's a really joyous thing.
I agree.
Well, thank you so, so much, Eric. I really appreciate your time today. I know that people can go to Emerson's website to learn more if they would love to, but I really appreciated our conversation today. It was awesome speaking with you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you haven't yet, come and give me a follow at The Vocalist Workshop on Instagram. And check out my website at thevocalistworkshop.com for lessons and courses. I would love to work with you. We have some special offers going on right now on the website, so stop on by. Subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and I will see you next week.